the proposal that I've made, and other people have sort of were there first. It's not basically my idea. Is that money be spent into circulation? What a lot of people don't realise is that at present money is lent into circulation. So if you've managed to pay off all your debts, you don't owe anything on a mortgage, and you've got a credit balance in your bank, you only have that money there because somebody else somewhere has borrowed it and is paying interest on it. What we've done is, nobody planned it, but it's been the ultimate privatization. Our money supply is not produced by the banks, it's authorized by the banks. So when you go for a loan to a bank, they assess your credit worthiness. They agree to allow you a loan of, say, £5,000, and you go out and you buy a second-hand car, let's say, for that amount. Money is created. You create the money when the car dealer accepts your check and pays it into his account, because your account with the bank falls, the car dealer's account goes up. But supposing you were worried about your future prospects, that you didn't want to borrow because you don't definitely know that you're going to be employed in 6 months' time, then you're not going to take out that loan. So the new money that you would have put into the economy, authorized by the bank, and the bank acts as your guarantor, you're not going to do that. You're going to, in fact, try and pay off any loans that you might have, and so last year's loans and previous year's loans get repaid. Fewer loans are taken out this year, and this means that the amount of money that's in circulation falls, which makes it very, very difficult for people to do business. So, because there's too little money in circulation, the whole economy begins to run down. And so every government has got to ensure that economic growth takes place in order to keep, essentially, people borrowing, to keep the money supply not just staying stable, but increasing. It needs to increase by the amount of the growth to lubricate those exchanges. Doing it that way constitutes a huge subsidy to the banking system. They're creating essentially something out of nothing, or at least allowing you to create something out of nothing. And that's the reason for a lot of their profits. Supposing we changed this way, and we had government actually spend money into circulation. And if it was putting too much money into circulation, you were getting an inflation, they would just increase tax rates to withdraw the money. This would make the economy very, very controllable indeed, far more controllable than it is at present. At the moment, the only way that the government, at least the main way that the government can increase, that sort of control the money supply, is by jacking up interest rates. And this is a sort of very clumsy way of doing so, because the interest rate is essentially the price of money, but every business has borrowed. And so every business sees that its costs go up. And you naturally want to pass these costs on to your customers to maintain your profit ratio. So you push your prices up. So if you're getting an inflation and you put up interest rates, it creates more inflation. And it has to be a really hefty interest rate increase that you actually do damage to businesses to get them to stop borrowing, particularly as the money supply begins to contract, because people aren't borrowing. They want to borrow more just to maintain their liquidity. So we've got a crazy system at the moment. So if we switched to a system in which money was spent into circulation, then unless the government takes it out of circulation again, it's going to stay there. So if one part of the economy goes into decline because there's less demand, the people are still going to have the same amount of purchasing power. And so they can spend the same amount as they could have previously, but in some other sector, which is going to expand. So we would have a very stable economy, and it would mean that governments didn't have to work as closely as they do at the moment with the business sector to ensure that growth happens every year, regardless of the impact that growth has on society or on the environment.